We're learning Masechtas Tainus Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The sugya is the sugya of Kahanim drinking wine. Could Anshei Mishma drink wine? Could Anshei Beis Av drink wine? Bizman Abayis, Bizman Azeh. The sugya already started on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The sugya is finishing up here Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to discuss the entire sugya. Harus on the sugya of Shtiyas Yayin for the Anshei Mishma and the Anshei Beis Av. The Mishnah says, Anshe Mishma Mitarim Lishtis Yayim Balelois. Avalei B'yamim. The Anshe Mishma are allowed to drink wine at night, but not by day. Anshe Beis Av, Lei B'yayim V'lei B'layla. The Mishma means the Kahanim that week they have to spend their week in Yerushalayim and be available to do Aveda. They only do Aveda one day because the Mishma is split up into six Bate Aves. So you only get one day out of the week. But it's your Mishma this entire week. You're the Anshe Mishma. So Anshe Mishma can't drink wine just by days. By nights they could drink wine. The Anshe Beis Av, they can't drink wine by nights as well. Now the Braisa says, Neima Omru Anshe Mishma Mitarim Lishis Yayim B'Leilois, Avalei B'yamim, Shem Etichbet Avaydal Anshe Beis Av V'Yavayi V'Yisiyel Lehem. The Anshe Mishma, maybe the Avayda will be too hard for the Anshe Beis Av. It's not your Beis Av. Why can't you drink wine? You're not going to work today in the Beis HaMikdash, but you might. Because maybe the Aveda will become heavy for the Anshe Beis Av, and they'll need people from the other Bate Avos to come help. And in Neima Omru Anshe Beis Av Vali Biyon Vali B'Lailam, Neishayim Nesukim Tamid B'Aveda, because they're constantly being Isaac and Aveda. So first, we have a Chakira. When it says, Shem Etich B'na Aveda L'Anshe Beis Av V'Yavai V'Siyei Lehem, is the problem that there just won't be enough Kahanim to do the Aveda. And we'll have a shortage of Kahanim. Or is the problem that maybe the Kohen will actually do the Aveda and be Mechal the Aveda because of Shtiya Yayin? Now Rashi is mashma a little bit the first way. Rashi says, V'tichbet Aveda v'yizet sarach lavet. And he'll have to work. Or V'nim says that sarach lavet, Rashi says, V'masla Rebbe Eimer. So Rashi says the problem is maybe he'll have to work. So it sounds like that alone is the problem. It's not 100% mukhach, but it sounds like that alone is the problem. He's going to have to work, and he won't be available to work. That's the problem. But the Lashon HaGemara is not so much that way. The Lashon HaGemara is, Shem etichbet Aveda Anshe Beis Av V'yavayi V'siyei Lehem. Maybe you'll go and help them. Go and help them is a little bit mashman, and he'll actually help them and be mechal v'aveda. Now the Gemara in Yitzayin and Midbeis, the Gemara is discussing why we worried about him drinking wine and not about him growing his hair long. They're both, you can't be Eved. There's a problem with Suyayin, and there's a problem of Pirui Reish. So how come by Pirui Reish we don't say the Kahanim have to always make sure not to grow the hair long because they might have to do Aveda? So Rashi says, Suyayin de Machle Aveda Gozibar Abanan. Pirui Reish, the Loi Machle Aveda Le Gozibar Abanan. And we'll speak about this towards the end of the Shia. Shuya Yayin, which is Mechal Aved, if you do Aved, Shuya Yayin, the Aved is Pasol, so there are Banim, what, but Puri Reish, if you do the Aved, it's not going to be Mechal Aved, but the Aved, it's a Kasha Aved, they weren't Geyser. So, in fact, the Gvura Sari seemed to them on my first sat. The problem isn't they're going to do Aved and be Mechal, the problem is you're not going to have enough Kanan. So he's bothered. He says, what's the difference if they're Mechal Aveidu or not? What's the difference if it's an Issa Chom or an Issa Kal? The reason is we won't have enough Kahanim. So either way, if you can't do the Aveidu L'chatchil, also you won't have enough Kahanim. So who cares if you're not Mechal Aveidu? You're still going to have a shortage of Kahanim. So he says like this. They were talking about Bizman Azeh. So Ravashi says that what's the problem? Shemi Yibana and Mikdash. Ravashi held Bizman Azeh. When they build the base of Mikdash, there'll be plenty of Kahanim. They won't necessarily need you. Now, what's the problem? There, Bizman Azeh, maybe you'll come and do the Aveda even though you should see Yayin, because of the Chalivas. Ah, Mashiach came, they're doing the Aveda. All the Kahanim will come running. So maybe even the Kahanim that are Peri Reish, they have long hair, or Kahanim of Shiyayin will also come running. And that's why Chazal was Gezer, that they shouldn't, or the discussion of Chazal was Gezer, they shouldn't drink wine and they shouldn't grow long hair. And that's where Rashi made a chiluk, that the guys are on wine, because Alsa Chavivas, you might do the Aveda even though you drank wine, but Puri Reish, it doesn't matter, even if you do, it's not Mechal the Aveda. But the Gvura Sari holds, Bizman Abayis, Takat Siyav Lechshash. Rizman Abai is, since they're tadr ba'avayda, avayda is not such a new thing by them, they do avayda a lot of times, so when Achayshu said they'll do avayda when they're Suya Yayin or Prayer Reish, the Idrakshash is the other way, because there won't be enough kahanim available. So, and the Etzim Chakira that we're having is the problem because there won't be enough kahanim, but the problem is the kahanim will do the avayda mimachalit. The Gemara Bar of Ashi Lechar is Mavur, the way the Gemara Sariz Kasha is, the problem isn't that there won't be enough kahanim. Otherwise, haki mechalik between if it's mechal avayda or not, there still won't be enough kahanim. Elamai must be the problem is they'll do the avayda. But the Gemara Sariz says it's only bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayim. Now the Anshe Mishma is only b'yayim, and the Anshe Beis Av is b'yayim v'lan le'shesukim tamid ba'avayda. So Rashi in the Mishnah says, asukim tamid ba'avayda means because they do the evarim u'pedarim that fell off the mizbeach, or if they didn't finish doing it by day, they could finish it by night. But the Anshe Mishma won't have to help them, because there'll be enough people in the Beis Av to do all the evarim u'pedarim that could be necessary. So Rashi's pshat is the Anshe Beis Av don't drink wine by night because they're necessary to continue the Aveda burning. You do the Aveda Sadam by day, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika, but the Aveda Saktarah is continued by night. But since a lot of it's done by day, it's only leftovers done by night, you don't need the Anshe Mishma to help out. The Rambam Menuchas Beis Midrash Perek Aleph Halacha Vav says a different reason. Since Anshe Beis Av Shal Eisayim assume Lishis Bein B'Yayim Bein B'Layla Shem Yishdu B'Layla V'Yashkum Avedasa V'Dayim Lo Yisayayinu Me'olav. Maybe he'll drink by night and he'll get up early to do the Avedah and he's still Shuyayin. I guess the problem is he'll drink more than a Revius and then the sleeping doesn't work. So then maybe he'll still have a din of Shuyayin when he wakes up in the morning. So the Ravid says Einu Metam Ezel Nishikhtar Zayimun Kol Alayla, which is like Rashi. But the Rambam is saying a different time, not because of Akhtar's Amen, but because since it Tadim Aveda, when he gets up in the morning, he'll be still be Shuya Yayin, and he won't be able to do the Aveda. So in B'Kvega there, in the Madura Shapsi Frankel, they have a B'Kvega on the sign, he brings that there's a Shas of Chuvas Arnelam. Chuvas B'Kvega had Akhtama, which in the Akhtama to the Shas of Chuvas Arnelam, they had a letter from the Baal Shev Yaakov. That says, first is the Nafkamina, Rashi, and the Rambam. Which night is Asr? Lefi Rashi, it's the night after the ones they work. That night is Asr, because that's the night that they'll bring the Evarim and Pedarim. Mashayenken, according to the Rambam, it's the night beforehand. What it means there Asr by night is, because the night before, since they're Tadim Avay, they were afraid of a Vaiter Rechshash, and maybe when they wake up, they'll still be Shuyayay, but it's the night before. And he says he has a riot to the Rambam because the Leil Shabbosis of Yom Tovim, there is no Hekdech Olam Vivarim. You don't do Hekdech Olam Vivarim of Korban Yisrael on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Mela, on those nights, there is no Hekdech Olam Vivarim. So why didn't they say that the Anshe Beis Av could drink wine on the nights of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Vais days, it's the time of the Rambam because they might have to, because when they get up in the morning, they might be Shuyai, not because it's the night after, it's because of Aram Dorim, then they would have to exclude Shabbos and Yontif, because there are no Haktara of Chalavim Ve'evarim on Shabbos and Yontif. I guess you can answer for Rashi and the Ravid that maybe it's Takamutter, the Gemara didn't have to say it, because it's Pashat, or maybe they made a late plug. If you're the Anshe Beis Av, they didn't want you to be Mechalik between if there happens to be Aram Dorim or not, they made a late plug. So the question is, why didn't the Rambam learn like Rashi and the Ravid, which doesn't sound so schwer? Because the Mishnah says that Chacham, because why didn't, if it was just for Hekdech Lam Vevarim, so let them first do Hekdech Lam Vevarim, and then they could drink wine. But that's a little schwer, like Abisa Zalman points out in Evan Azel, it's not a matter of when you put the Karbanis on the Mizbeach. It's the point of being Mahapach in them. The point is it has to get burnt. If it's not fully burnt, so they have to go up and pachka with them, so it's not possible to say that it'll be fully burnt before they drink. How do you know it's going to be fully burnt? Similarly, it's mamish the same type of cheshbon. Our Sameach says that maybe you can learn Zeram L'shitasei, because the Rambam holds as an iser derabbanan to do the hektech lam ve'evarim after chatzais, and then Rashi will be L'shitasei, because if the pshat is as an iser hektech lam ve'evarim after chatzais, so why can they drink after chatzais? So Rashi and Brachas that Vezim and Aleph on the Mishnah Kol ma sham chacham amad chatzais mitzvasim at sheyal amen ashachar. And it says in the Mishnah, hekta chalom veivar mitzvasim at sheyal amen ashachar. So Rashi says, that's not one of the things chacham say at chatzais. It's just trying to prove that things that are by night, the mitzvasim kol alaylo. But really, there is no gzeiris chachamim by hekta chalom veivarim that has to be done at chatzais. But the Rambam holds there is. Hilchos Maaseh Gavan is Perek Dalet. But the Shas Nek says, but it's not true. For the same time, the problem isn't only that they're going to actually go and put the chalom veivarim in the mizbeach at night. And for that, they cannot be shliyayin. Even if it's up already, as long as it didn't burn, you have to be mahapach with the whole night. And the Rambam Zavur and Hilchos Tzvidim Musaf and Perek Aleph, that this siyag, that they can't do the hekta chalom veivarim after chatzais, is only to put it on the mizbeach. But once it's on the mizbeach, to continue working with it, patching with it, until it burns completely, that could be done even after chatzais. So on the Ezri on the Rambam, he says, you can make another nafkamina, Rashi and the Rambam, the Gabi Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara discusses Bizman Hazeh, is this a Shemi Yibon HaMikdash? Lefi the Rambam, so the Anche Beis Av would be also Bizman Hazeh B'Laila also, because maybe they'll wake up in the morning, they'll be Shriya Yayin. Masha'en Kain, Lefi Rashi, the problem is Evarim B'Pedarim, since there wasn't any Beis HaMikdash by day, so they had no Evarim B'Pedarim by day, there wouldn't be any reason to ask by night Bizman Hazeh. And he says that the Gemara Sari is Ma'ir that, but the Gemara Sari says that Lamaisa could be when if the Mashiach will come by night and they start the Beis HaMikdash by night, even though they have no Evarim B'darim to burn, but Lamaisa they have to start up the Maracha. There's a din, you're going to have to put up the logs on the Mizbech to start the fire, and that also to be a psul of Shiyayayin. So Mela, even though normally the Maracha wasn't necessarily done by night, because they would only do the Maracha in the morning and it would last the whole time, but so Mela, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash, the Vart is going to do in the Evarim Darim by night. But when Mashiach comes, they'll have to do the Maracha right away, so that might be a reason why there'd be also delicious yayin by night, even according to Rashi and the Raavad. Now, the Braisa brings the machlokes that the Tanakhama says, if you know your Beis Av, see also that day. If you know your Mishmer but don't know your Beis Av, see also the whole week. And if you don't know either of them, you also all the time. And Rebbe says, I would say you also all the time, but ma'aseh shetakanasa kalkalasei. So now we'll just mention the kitzur that Rashi says takanasa kalkalasa, the kalkala, which is his takana, is the churban abayis. The churban abayis is a tremendous kalkala, but that's the takana for the kahanim because we're not worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam Hilchos Beis HaMikdash Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says takanasa kalkalasa means because if you don't know your mishmar and you don't know your Beis Av, you're not going to be able to work right when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Because you're going to need a Bezdin that's going to try to figure out and try to shtel avek which Mishma you're from, which Mesav you're from. The emphasis of Rabbeinu Chananel says it also on the side. He says on the bottom of the thing, Pirish, Kevin Shaskalko Mesav Shaloi Hutta Shafilim Yibana Mesamikdash Eina Mishamish Shaev Shabezdin Shal Kahuna Vigvu Bezi Eina Mishamish. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel are learning Takanasa Kalkulasa different. Rashi says we're not Cheshish that Mesamikdash should be built. And the Rambam and the Rach is saying we're not Cheshish. Because since you don't know your Mishmer, you're not going to be able to even until they tell you where your Mishmer is. And we'll speak about this also a little bit later. So then the Gemara discusses Kahanim not getting haircuts. And it says a Kayin has to get a haircut every 30 days. And where do you learn it out from? Because it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, V'reishim le'yigalechu, pera le'yishalechu, that they can send the pera. And you learn that pera minazir. Here it says a pera le yishalechu, and minazir it says kadesh yigala pera sat reishai. Just like minazir, it means the 30-day growth of hair. And how do you know that? Because tam the zirish shleishim yeh milunah kuziya kadesh yeh is a gematria shleishim. So too by the kainim pera le yishalechu means a 30-day growth of hair. Now Papa asked the kasha to Abaya, maybe it means it shouldn't grow any hair. Perilei Shleichu means you shouldn't send it, that it should be a pera, but you can't really grow it at all. So Maya said, if it would say Lei Shleichu pera, then it'd be right. But since it says Perilei Shleichu, you can have a pera, you just can't send the pera, you can't be more than pera. So Taisus asks Akasha, if you're going to say like our papa that you can't grow the hair at all, So who needs a shir of 30 days? Why would you need this gzeira shava, a para from Naze? How would that make sense? If you could grow for 30 days, so you need a gzeira shava to teach you the shir. But if the pasuk's not saying that you can have a shir of para for carrot, you can't have anything, so why would you have a gzeira shava of para? So Taisha says maybe the gzeira shava is telling you can only have for 29 days. No, it's not saying you can't grow at all. It means you wouldn't be able to get it up to 30 days. But Rashi says not the way. Rashi says, oh, you start with b'chol yayim. So how is Rashi going to answer Taisha's kasha? So the Chiddush of Anan Sanhedrin says it's not a real gzeira shava. Because divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah lo yalfinan. This is just a gilui milsa ma'alma that what the word para means. And the Ran says, klar, that's the pshat. If it would be a real gzeira shava, a papa wouldn't have a kasha. You have a gzeira shava. What else is gzeira shava teaching you? But if it's not a gzeira shava, it's a gilui milsa, so you don't have a kasha. Enoch nami para means 30 days, but we're telling you you can't have any here. You can't be, if we say, lo yishalchu peri, you can't make it into a peri. Yeah, you have a similar thing in Bava Kama. The Ran doesn't bring it, but you have a similar thing in Bava Kama, where the Gemara says, the gicha is bekaren, and the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Navi that says, the yasot sikim in a karne b'ayin z'be'el t'naga chasaram. And the Gemara says, well, maybe you can't do that, because they're v'tevik wale alfinan. The Gemara says, asani alfu, it's just a gilim milsa ba'alma. So you see that you can't make a gzeir shava, you can just make a gilim milsa. That's how the Ran learns it's a gilim milsa. And that would answer Taisa's kasha. So the Gemara wanted to know, if by wine, you can't drink wine, any kayin, so how come a kayin could have long hair? Why isn't there a din that he has to make sure that he doesn't grow his hair more than 30 days? So the Gemara says, because only when he's coming into the Beis HaMikdash, if he's not coming to Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, but Abaye said, command Shasina in the Yayin Karemi. The Kohanim only drink the wine karebi because the Nasa Kalkalasai. Mechlal according to Rabbanan, it's also to drink wine. So Gemara says, there's never seen wine in here. By the wine, if Mashiach comes, you can have to avoid it. There's no way you could take off the effects of the wine. Mashiach came by the hair, you can get a haircut right away. So it's not going to be a problem. Now, the Chayr, it's a little bit shver. Why did Gemara ask the Kasha? The Kohanim shouldn't be allowed to have long hair. Maybe according to the Rabbanan, they're not allowed to have long hair. But just like they could drink wine, the halacha l'maaseh, they could drink wine because they're all like Rebbe. So maybe that's why they could have long hair. Maybe according to the Rabbanan, they can't. And the reason why we don't find that anyone told Kohanim to have to get a haircut every 30 days is because just like they could drink wine because they're passing like Rebbe. What was the Gemara's kasha? So Dvar says, yeah, there's a big difference. Really, we shouldn't pass them like Rebbe. Usually we say, look, Rebbe l'chaveri v'loim l'chaverov. Why did the Kohanim drink wine like Rebbe? Because it's very hard to go without wine. It's very shver. Mashengen, to get a haircut every 30 days, that shouldn't be so hard. So, Mela, if the halacha would be that according to the Chachamim, you would have to get a haircut every 30 days, we would tell the Kohanim they have to do that. And also the Chedush Eman and Sanhedrin of Chavez and Beis says the same teretz. Now, there's also another kasha on the pshat of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks the kasha that I'm going to prove to you that wine is usher even bizman hazeh, the Gemara says like this, because Rebbe said, I would have said kanam usher to drink wine forever, but takanasa kal kolosai. For Amar Abaye, and Abaye says that the reason why Kohanim drink wine today is like Rebbe. Mechlal the Rabbanan asu. So that teaches you the Rabbanan asu. So why does the Gemara say that? Mechay the Rabbanan had the asu. It says clearly in the Braisa that the Anshei Beis Av analogy drink wine loy b'yayim v'loy b'layla and the Mikan Amr kol kain shemaka mishmarta yimishmeris Beis Av shleiv v'deishas v'gum shom asu yayin kol yisi yayin. So the Rabbanan said clearly that if you don't know your Mishmah, you don't know your Desav, you can't drink wine the whole year. Why do we have to say, because Rebbe said that you could, and Abayis Lachar Rebbe, Vaisleis Rabbanan Olditzasser. The Braisa says Rabbanan Olditzasser. What's going on? So Rashi bevarns the kasha, and Rashi says, "Umatzin ami ma'isi reisha the brayso na'am anshe mishmar." Ma'isi seifa blushing sarah v'daik mei b'chal derabanan asi. It would have taken a long time to bring down the reisha. The reisha is a little bit longer than the seifa, so we bring down the seifa, which is b'kitzer, and then we're going to infer from there that there are banan asi. But really, it's a mefurish brayso. Now the Rishonim didn't like that so much. Because why would we go to the Sefer, which is only a Diyuk, when we have the Reisha that's Mefurish? So the Rishonim, the Ritva here, and the Rishonim in Sanhedrin, which is the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Yad Raman, the Chlusha Rad in Sanhedrin, they say that the Gemara, we don't see clearly in the Rabbanim that he's talking about Bizman HaZeh. The Rabbanim could be talking about Bizman HaBayis. Rashi says, Kayim Bizman HaZeh HaMakim Mishmarta, Rashi earlier. But that's not clear in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Kol Kayin, Shemakim Mishmarta, Makim Beis Avshalei, whatever it is. That could be talking about Bizman HaBayis. So maybe the Rabbanan also hold Bizman HaZeh it's Mutter. But that's why he needed the Memer of Abayim that says, Abayim says, Kaman Shosu in the Kanecham and Kerevi, Mechlal the Rabbanan Asri. Because in the Rabbanan it's not Mefurish, he's Asring even not Bizman HaBayis. Now what would be the Pshan in the Braisa if the Rabbanan not talking about Bizman HaZeh? So the Yad Ramah says, the Pshat in the Braisa would be that there's no Machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamah. The Chachamah talking about Bizman HaBayis. Rebbe says, Omer Ani, Aslushis Yayim La'olam, he means Bizman HaZeh. Avamash, it's not Skal Kolosai, because we're not worried. The Shemi Yibana HaMikdash. So we really wouldn't even realize there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Banan and Brais at all. We would say there are Banan Tum Bizman HaBayis, and Rebbe's being maisif, and I would think Bizman is there also should be Aser, but that could ask our Kolosai that we're not Chayish Hashem Yiban HaBayis, and that all will be without Abayah. But now Abayah tells you, Kaman Shasikane Idna Chamra Karebi. So now we find out that the Rabbanim were not only talking about Bizman HaBayis. The Rabbanim were also talking about Bizman HaZeh, and they were answering Bizman HaZeh. So, Kum Dais Lefili Ad Ramah, Lamaskana, we're going to look like Rashi. The Rabbanim were talking about Bizman HaZeh. It's only that if it wouldn't be for Abayim, we would think the Rabbanim are talking about Bizman HaBayis. And Mara Mechadu Vlei Plingi. The Rabbanim are saying Bizman HaBayis, it's Asur, because you might have to do Aveda. And Rebbe's saying, Bizman HaZeh, it's Mutter, because Tekanasa HaKolasa, when Achay Shashem Yibana. And Abayi's telling you, no, it's only Karebi, the Rabbanan and Grad are talking about Bizman HaZeh, and that's how Rashi learns. Just Rashi learns that there's no Havimina we're talking about Bizman HaBayis, and the Adama is saying there's a Havimina. But the Achrayim here, the Karen Ayr and the Sfas Emes, are saying that Lefin the Rambam's Pshat, that Tekanasa HaKolasa means that when you don't know about your Mishmar, you could drink wine, then the machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan could talk about Bizman HaBayis. The machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan could be Bizman HaBayis. So without Abayah, the Pshat is you would say Bizman HaZeh, everyone holds its mutter. Because the Rabbanan were talking about Bizman HaZeh. The Rabbanan were talking about Bizman HaBayis. And telling you, you say, if you know your Beisav, you Aser that day. If you know your Mishmi, you Aser that week. If you don't know, you Aser the entire year. And Rebbe says, well, I would think you Aser the entire year, but no. L'maisa takanasa klosa, meaning, since you don't know your mishmar, see your mutter in ta'iyya, because you can't anyway do aveda till they put you in the mishmar. And that's all Bizman HaBayis. And Abayi is now going to tell you a meyudik achidish, that machlaik is that Bizman HaBayis applies Bizman HaZeh too, because you're afraid Shem Yivan HaMikdash. So according to Rabbanan, even if you don't know your mishmar, it's asur, so Bizman HaZeh, you also asur. And the only head to Bizman HaZeh is not that we're not Chayish Hashem Yivan HaBayis, because you have the head to the Tzdi Bizman HaBayis as well. You have the head to because you don't know your Mishmar. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. And Zagan Achrein in the Kerenar in the Sfas Emes, the Rambam holds it as Pshat. Because when the Rambam brings the Halacha in Pelchus B'Smigsh Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, he doesn't mention anything about Bizman HaZeh. He says, "Kol kain sheyadei meiz mishmahu meiz beis avu yadei shvadres chumayu ein bavayda yoyim aslus shayseyay hayadei meiz mishmahu ein amakav beis av shaloi aslus shiskalis shabbos shushbad ayv demay." If he knows his beis av, he also that day. If you know your mishmah, he also that week. Lo yamakav mishmaita v'lo yibatei avaysav hadin. No, he's saying shaslus shayin lo elam. That's Rebbe. Avatakanasa kalkalasa. Very mutlish is tamin. Why? She'eni achalavan at she'ikvim veis avshalavim mishmartoi. And Miri also says this. So Kondesh, the Rambam holds lemaisa. Rebbe and Rabbanan are not discussing this man as that. They're discussing this man abayis. And what's their machloikis? Someone who doesn't know his veis avshalavim mishma, does that ask him the whole time? Or fakir takanasa kalkalasa, since you don't know your mishmar, so you can't do avayda anyway till you get a mishmar, so mele it's mutter devayla. Come to Bayan, he said, tremendous kiddush. Kahanim can only drink wine bizman azeh. Like Rebbe, so Bayan is teaching you Shem Yibana. Shem Yibana is b'chlal on a machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Any day in Mishmar is a machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, and that's Taka bizman abayis also. But if you need any day in Mishmar and Rebbe to matter bizman azeh, you see it as a din of Shem Yibana. But only the Rambam can learn this way, because the Rambam also takanasa kalkalasa means because you don't know your Mishmar. According to Rashi and the Yad Ramah, that takanasa kalkalasa means because you're not chayish Hashem Yibana, so Rebbe is telling you that you're not chayish Hashem Yibana. So you're either going to have to learn that that's gufa de machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, and ene chanami the Gemara, like Rashi says, Gemara could have said the Reisha, but instead we just say the Seif, it's easier. Or we wouldn't know there is a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Because maybe a Rabbanan would tell members man of bayis, and members of man of zeh. But if there's a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, it's a dap as man of zeh. But according to the Rambam, you can learn the machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan is talk of his man of bayis, and maybe there's no hecher from the Braisa anything. It's just from a bayis that tells you that even with man of zeh, you have to come on to Rebbe, that we know there's a time of Shem Yibana. Now the Gemara goes on to answer the kasha. What's the chilul puri reishin su yayin? The first teretz is because it's puri reish, you can just get a haircut right away. So yayin you can't. And the second teretz is Ravashi that puri reish is mechal avayda. It's not mechal avayda. Male they weren't guys. Only su yayin which is mechal avayda. So Gemara asks the kasha that lagabe misa b'day shemayim we have a hekesh. How does the brayser know that puri reish is misa b'day shemayim? By su yayin it says yayin v'sheich al teish v'lois amos. But how do you know Puri Reish? Tell him I have a hekesh. Because in Yechazkel it says Reish L'Gaychu Perle Yishleichu, and it says after this V'ayim V'sheichel Yishlu Kol Kayin. So if the Makrish L'Gabi Misa, why wouldn't that also be a hekesh L'Gabi Chil L'Avaydam? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So in the Gemara's Teres is Tugir Sayis and Perushim. Rashi, he says it here, but it's not 100% clear in the Rashi. He have to make a drop, but Rashi in Sanhedrin is more Mefurish. That Rashi held that Rashi is Agishlok. Kasha, it's finished. If Ashi wanted to say that Puresh is a Mechal Aveda, no. Once we see Puresh is B'misa, Vaisis is a Hekesh Puresh is Suyayin, that tells us Mechal Aveda Kasha. Then the Gemara is a new Shakla Vitaria, that there's this discussion between Avina and Avashi, that how can we learn after Yecheskel, who said it before Yecheskel said it, the Teretz is, was Lachav Eishu Mishinai, and also Yecheskel Asa Mechay Akra. But that's unrelated to the previous Shakla Vitaria. So, come to Slefizah, halacha lemaisa, Puri Reish is Mechal Aveda, because Rav Ashi was Zogishlok, we have the Hekesh, and the question is, but how do we learn a din from Mecheskel, and my Mecheskel, and Amr, the Teretz is, when you learn a din from Navi, that is halacha lemaisa Mishinai, and the Navi was Mas Mechal on the Pasuk. But other Mishainim, Taisis and Sanhedrin, the Vemaskel Gemara Gomer, also Ridva here, the Chedush Yeman and Sanhedrin, the other man Sanhedrin learns like Rashi. But the other Rishonim, the Chiddush Sheiran and the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Dvar here, said, no, this is the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara in the Kasha, if you see that there's a Hekesh L'Gabe Misa, so Avadin has to be a Hekesh L'Gabe Chil L'Avayin, then Hekesh L'Mechsa. The Gemara, no. Because, B'chlal, how do we learn a Din Yifim Yecheskel? Adi Asri Yecheskel Man Omra. How do we know Din? How can we learn a Din Yifim Yecheskel? Teretz is. It's not Din Yifim Yecheskel. It's Lachav Yishim Yisina. Yecheskel is Mas Mechakro. Oh, so since it's only an asmachta and milas halacha mishim esinai, so we don't have the rule of enekesh lemechsa. If this is where Hashem is telling you the halacha, there's no enekesh lemechsa. But if it's halacha mishim esinai and necheskes the masmei akra, there's no enekesh lemechsa. So mela, that's the point of the shakla vitariyans. It's Ravashi's response. You're asking me a kasha. You see, from misa, there's a hekesh pirashis suyayin. Once it's a hekesh from misa, there has to be extra chilavayin. No. Where do we know? How can we learn after Mecheskel altogether? Ad as the Mecheskel manamr, el lemais lachamay shemisinei. Once lachamay shemisinei, hekish only nesmachta, so mele, it's only legabe misa, it's not legabe chil laveda. And that's also the psak in the Rambam in Hilchos Mi'as Mikdash, Perek Aleph, halacha yinalin, says clearly that pre-reish is not mechal laveda, that's how he learns the Gemara.